Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's November 3rd, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're looking one final time at Luke 18, verses 1 through 8, the parable of the persistent widow. We looked at this parable the first time from the perspective of prayer, then yesterday on the idea of being persistent. Today we got just one more point to discuss, so I'm going to read the verses one more time. And it reads, "And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, give me justice against my adversary. For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" So Jesus says there at the end, when he returns, will he find faith on earth? Now we know that in fact, when he comes, he won't find many. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23 tells us, says, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness." And even before this, just a few verses earlier, Jesus again tells us he will find few. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14 reads, "Enter by the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." So the question isn't really how many will come or how many Christ will find when he returns. We know from these verses, it'll be few. The important question is, when he returns, will you be found among the few with faith? Your good works, your attendance record at church, you know, even the faith of your parents won't count you among the few. Only faith, belief in your heart, a confession with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, that's how you get counted.
Yes. Many times we read that those who love Jesus will obey his commands. Those who have been forgiven much, love much, is something we also read in Scripture. And Scripture talks about faith, hope, and love, and says, but the greatest of these is love. And Jesus asked Peter 3 times if he loved him, and then he followed with commands and caring for his sheep. The faithful are the ones who love Jesus. Will Jesus find faithful people on the earth? If they love him, he will find they are being faithful to his commands. And Scripture tells us his commands are not burdensome. When you love someone, it is a joy to serve them, and any work is light.
That's right. And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 36, verse 10. "Oh, continue your steadfast love to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright of heart."
Our proverb of the day comes from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.